This is Warbird Radio. Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals. DEALS. Warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia. Just a cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps. And we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radial engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
The following broadcast may not be suitable for anyone. Consider yourself warned. This is Hartman and Hill.
Mike Buzzard Hartman.
And I'm Patrick Starfish Hilt for the Hartman and Hilt Show. We got Andy here in the mailroom. Andy, say hi.
Hi, Andy.
And who else have we got here, Andy, with us?
We have Rich the Gardener. The show Gardener. Yep.
Gardener.
Wait, Gardener. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think Rich is a C-17.
He's a C-17 aviator.
Hello.
He doesn't garden.
He flies nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a warbird guy.
Last time I checked, Andy, you were doing the gardening with mulch today.
Yes, you were. How'd that go?
Yeah.
You got bumps on your face.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm allergic to something.
Allergic reaction.
Yep.
But then, let's get back on topic here. Rich, say hello.
I'm allergic to gardening. Hello.
Hello!
Yeah!
See, that's in your face, Andy!
Oh, Rich!
Kind of call him a gardener.
We like having Rich on the show.
Rich is fun. He was on our show up in Wine Coop for the Walker Flying.
Yes, he was.
He sacrificed the body, too, and ran for shelter.
Yes, he did. His airplane gave us some help, though, for a while.
Yeah, for a little bit until almost
if he'd have been a good friend, though,
He'd
have started up the airplane and taxied it over towards the shelter while you guys were able to walk under the wing.
That's a horrible idea. Andy, that would have splashed us with more water.
It was dangerous. The wind started.
You were just a reckless.
Lightning.
You know, I'd like to see you do that for us.
Yeah, I'd see you do that in the cabin.
We'll just crawl underneath while it's gone.
Yeah.
Or get in it for crawling.
Yeah, like big enough.
Where were you?
where were you, Andy?
I ran away. I hid.
Yeah, and the airplane wasn't outside for us to sit in.
No.
It was our, was it still stuck over in Madison still?
No, it was in the hangar.
Yeah.
Oh, it actually was here. It was back
I'd already made it home.
Yeah, and you were in your little boatster heading back to the airport.
All right, let's get on with the show, as everybody knows.
Yes,
we got Oshkosh that is going to be happening. We're leaving next Friday. So throughout this show, we're going to be kind of prepping everybody for a little bit of the Kosh!
As everyone says.
And not next Friday, this coming Friday.
Oh, this coming Friday.
And like,
woo!
Like Mike and Andy's been saying, the big show!
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah! Patrick,
I'm still not
the Oshkosh virgin, his first Oshkosh.
What was that?
Perfect.
What was that?
Let me think.
Oh, I got you. Oh, what that
ding, 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 ding.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny!
A trip to Oshkosh.
Yes! Woo! The big show!
Woo.
Yeah. Patrick!
I'm not. It's just a fly-in.
Patrick!
You guys keep blowing it out of proportion.
Patrick!
What, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Well, we're talking about the upcoming Oshkosh.
Yeah.
That's going to be throughout the show.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple things that we've done here on the airport. I'm currently painting my hangar, which is a pain in the butt painting.
Turned out to be a little more work than you
thought.
Yeah,
I'm not a natural day Picasso.
Natural.
More like Jackson Pollock.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah. I've had suggestions on painting it with this and painting it with that. I even had somebody just say, why don't you do like an Art Deco and just splash paint on it? Just flick it on there.
There you go.
I love Art Deco.
I was thinking about doing it like that, but.
You know, there was a guy, speaking of aviation and painting, he used jet engines.
What?
Yeah, and he'd get the engine going. And then he'd throw paint
really
behind the jet engine, and he had a big thing back there.
And he sold that stuff?
And it would, and then he'd be like, squat, and it was nasty. But it looked good, and he made money off of it.
He made money.
Jet engine painting.
We could do that with a radial engine.
And just get over your fuselage.
Don't need any paint.
Don't need any paint.
Just use oil.
It'd be oil-based.
Right.
Oh, wow. Your painting seems to be a little runny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, it changes all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Don't touch the microphone.
I just moved it back. It's technical.
Don't touch the microphone.
It's more centered.
No, it's not. It's more centered rich now.
Well, that's all right. So Rich can... Rich, test?
Rich, test.
Test.
Probably good.
All okay, right. There it is.
They heard me running across the field in my pocket. The phone was in my pocket and I heard it.
Okay.
So we're good.
That's a good day.
All right. Yeah.
That's
screaming
good.
Like a little girl.
I was not screaming like a little girl. It was cold and I didn't want to get soaked. I didn't have any spare clothes. I was not prepared for that trip.
That trip was Oshkosh prep.
That's right.
I learned how leaky my Super Cub used to be.
See? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now I'm ready for a good afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's just prep for a nice evening at Oshkosh.
That's right. You've been, speaking of that, you've been working on your airplane there a little, Rich. You've been tightening that puppy up so you don't get wet in there.
Yep. And you've waterproof been... now, along with my tent.
Well, good.
I heard a little birdie there said maybe there'll be some for sale signs in that airplane, maybe.
Like most planes, it's always for sale.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's always a good thing.
Just got to show the money.
Yep.
Show the money.
Show the money.
Show the money.
I don't want to say show me the money. That's stealing. So
you just said it.
Show the money.
You just said it, though.
I know, but I'm telling you what I didn't want to say.
But you said it when...
All right, anyway!
Okay.
So what are we going to talk about here?
Well, you guys wanted to talk about some stuff from... There's people driving...
Golf cart people.
That guy, you know, he's on a date or something.
I know. He's really working
it. He's working it good.
This guy's like, 80-something. And she's probably,
I don't know, 90.
And, yeah, they're just...
Just going around.
It's cute. It's a cute little love affair thing
like,
going on.
Let me show you these airplanes down here.
Let me show you. I flew that one.
Ever
I flew
in
that
a
one.
Cockpit before, Johnny?
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, so, Andy. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, what we were talking about was books. You know, aviation books. The only books I know of aviation would be the Jupner books. But I guess there's a lot of books flying that I don't even know of.
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind of books you want. I mean, do you want a reference book, you know? Do you want a book that tells a story, whether it's fiction or fact?
Something with ladies?
Well, you got, like, the Red Baron book. I know that. You know that. You got the Flying Aces. Was that one book you have on your shelf there?
I have quite a few.
Well, they're old books.
Leather-bound.
Yes.
Leather-bound.
Leather-bound,
They're signed by their, you know. What was the one with Eric Hartman? What was that one?
The Blonde Knight of Germany.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that one?
Mm-hmm.
Signed?
No.
No.
No, I have that big painting that's signed.
I think my favorite book, by far, now that people know to rob Andy, is Baba Black Sheep.
Rob Andy. Andy has a plethora of paintings.
A plethora of paintings.
And books.
And books.
But
Baba, signed.
Baba Black Sheep.
Baba Black Sheep. What's that one about?
It was Gregory Bowington.
Okay.
Major Bowington, and it was VMF 214, and it was the Marine Corps, and they flew the F-4U Corsair, and if you get a chance, check it out. There was a TV show about it and stuff like that, but it's pretty interesting book.
So that's your favorite, Baba Black Sheep?
I think that's my favorite.
What's your favorite book, Andy?
Well, I do like the history reference books, so... Your book, I mean, the one you talked about there, your Jupners. I mean, if you want to know about antique airplanes, that's the set to get.
I've got that set.
That's 9 volumes.
Yeah.
You know, and it covers all the approved type certificated airplanes. And you guys are ridiculous. You
what?
Know that?
We're
on books.
Yeah. We're excited.
Yeah. Books.
We're excited.
I'm excited about books. And
you know what?
Books.
We're dying on books.
Oh,
Let's talk about the big show.
Woo! Oshkosh.
Rich, folks, we
Rich,
were going.
Rich, can we get a roo?
Yeah.
No.
See,
you know
Rich,
he doesn't.
Rich,
he you know what? He's got his pilot buddies listening to this show. That's why he's like,
that's right.
Got to maintain a level of success.
Hey, Rich, you got anybody to say hi to?
Anybody shout out to any of them flying squadrons?
Well, we'll see Doug with his T-6 up at the radio roundup.
Okay,
that'd be fun.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Any of your buddies in the squadron or anything? Or?
No, I'm really the only light plane guy in the squadron.
Any Chicagoans you want to say hello to? Chicago?
Yeah. No, we'll just say hi to the whole city.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
It was the city.
So, yeah, and speaking of T-6s, 75th anniversary.
Yeah, Oshkosh, 75th.
Wow.
Yep.
Do they have a goal to get 75 T-6s there?
I don't know that, Andy.
I mean, that's easily doable.
Yeah, I think they'll pass that up pretty
quick.
There's plenty of T-6s.
There's a lot of T-6s out
plenty
there.
Plenty of T-6s out there. So that's kind of cool, actually, for that whole radial engine roundup. We're getting some big radials out there.
And when you show your press credentials, Patrick, to the T-6 guys, and say, you know, I'd like to do a story on you and your airplane.
You think they'd give me a ride?
You could try.
You know what? You guys are going to be jealous when I'm up there getting rides.
If
and
you
stuff,
hit
you
up
know what? I'm good at that.
Every T-6 driver there, you'll probably get a ride.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I will work the
all 75 of them.
Yeah.
I can just see it now. Patrick Hilt live from the back seat of the Aeroshield. Night Aeroshield.
Oh, my God! I didn't know they could do this!
What's so funny? It's just an airplane.
Yeah.
It is. It flies like
you
an airplane.
You slept through the whole show.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even know what it's like.
Wow.
Sleepy time.
See, but that was like counting sheep to me, or you know,
there were five
a
of them.
Lullaby.
There were five
hearing
of them.
Hearing the radial engines fly around.
That's your sheep, huh?
Yeah.
That's your sheep.
When I was a kid, and we'd come back from fly-ins, in the open cockpit Waco with the 350 right, just blaring, and I'd fall sound asleep.
Oh.
Blaring.
Yeah.
Maybe if he paid more attention, he could fly it.
I'm going to walk away right now.
That was a rough joke.
Yeah.
Andy, don't try to walk away, because the last time you tried to walk, you fell.
I did fall. Yeah.
So we don't want you
but
to hurt
yourself. But who saved you?
You did. You saved me.
Who loves you?
Patrick.
Well, I guess I'm nothing.
You can have him, Mike.
Okay.
This explains why Patrick and Michael are driving Oshkosh this year.
Well, yeah, it'd be like one of those things. So, Andy, what do you think about the... Oh, my God, he's asleep at the wheel! That's exactly what happened. When he went, what was it? Was it last year with Aaron?
Yeah.
You went last year with Aaron. And
Mike.
No, it was the year before that. You drove in the truck. You took the truck up there.
Oh, yeah.
To Oshkosh.
Right.
And I'm getting text messages from Aaron. And it's pictures of Andy sleeping at the wheel. And then there's a picture of Aaron just, oh, my God, you know. And I was like, I am so glad I'm not on that trip.
But yes.
Sure, it's scary.
Yes, Andy has the ability to sleep. If you go to Oshkosh and you know who Andy Hines is, or if you know what Patrick and I look, you've seen the pictures online. You can usually find Andy heaped up in a lump somewhere under an airplane.
Sleeping. I was looking at some old pictures from our Facebook, and there's pictures of Andy sprawled out on an air mattress, half deflated.
Oh,
there's a picture of him sleeping under a wing. There's a picture of him sleeping on a pillow somewhere by a urinal, like one of them porta-johns. And then there's Andy over there. I'm like, Jesus, did he even see the show?
Well, the thing is, if you get a chance this year, take pictures of Andy sleeping.
You know what? We should do that. You know what? That's what we're going to do. Folks, if you see Andy sleeping, take pictures and post them to Warbird Radio.
Yes.
And we'll put them up on there.
Because it'll
see.
Be funny.
We want to see how many things we can get of Andy. And you know what? If you see Andy, take a marker and draw stuff on his face.
I know what I'd draw.
Yeah.
I know what I'd draw, too.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Andy, don't fall asleep. This will probably be the most active Oshkosh for Andy's life.
This is going to be a good one. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a lot cooler down here at Marine Air Park right now.
Yes, it is.
It's a little muggy. We're not sweating like last show.
Nope.
Which is good. Which is really
I'm
good.
Still, I'm leaking a little bit.
No, we don't want to talk about that. Remember, we had somebody, a fan, say that did not like that. So,
oh, that's right.
We're catering to the ladies, and we're not going to talk about our personal hygiene.
All right, so back to Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Weather is supposed to be very, very good this year.
That's going to be fantastic.
They were talking, what, 70s?
Rich, give us a weather report.
Rich, you got weather for...
Looking through next Tuesday.
Looking through next Tuesday pretty good.
Lows of 65, some good sleeping weather in the tent.
I like
highs
that.
Around 81.
That's not
partly
bad.
Cloudy.
It's
that's
not
about
bad.
As good
yeah.
as it gets.
Perfect. What? What, Mike?
Nothing.
The weather, it's good.
I know.
I'm not.
That was through next Tuesday?
I'm not sleeping with you in the same
81. That's going to be nice. That's going to be nice. We're going to talk about prepping for Oshkosh here.
We're driving the van.
Yes.
We're bringing coolers of food and stuff. I need to go get some nice walking shoes, because that's what everybody says, walking shoes.
Oh, yeah, you want to have comfortable
How are you
shoes.
Getting there, Rich?
I'll be taking my Super Cub.
So you're finding
nice.
Super Cub up.
It's going like a real
Are you going straight to you, Oshkosh, or are you going to be hitting up some other stuff?
No, I'm going to meander. Might see my folks in Chicago, and then I'll head off toward Broadhead to see the hats and peat and poles, and then drop into Hartford, just south of Oshkosh, where the Super Cubs are going to meet up, and then maybe even stop over in New Holstein, where they'll be camping out across the lake.
Okay, cool. That sounds
and
like
you're
a lot
coming
of fun.
Up when, Rich, on Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
Okay.
About how many Super Cubs you looking at?
I don't know. It'll be kind of neat. A bunch of folks I haven't met other than on supercub.org, and that's who chairs the New Holstein fly-in, and they have their own contests and daily trips to Oshkosh itself. And it should be a good show.
Okay. All righty. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, we know how we're getting there. He's getting there.
We have other friends that are joining us, going to be camping with us.
Yeah, your brother Pete's going with us, too.
Camping! Oh, my goodness, camping. That's a huge topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They have a huge campground out there. What's the name of it? Do you remember the name of the camping area?
Don't tell them where we're camping.
Ask,
we don't want them to know where we're
quickly.
Camping.
I forget what it's called. Schmegma.
Scholler.
Camp Scholler. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a huge area. And they've got, that's where a lot of your...
RVs and all that camp.
RVs, you're going to find a lot of RVs out there. Not many tenting areas, but you'll see those.
In the trees.
Yeah.
In the trees is where you see them, but those are usually taken weeks in advance.
Yes.
Do people tent under their planes and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody camps under their airplanes and stuff, too.
So you're allowed to do that, then?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'll be. I'll get my big old HBC for home-built camping. When you land, they'll try and send you over, hopefully, to a nice high spot.
Huh. Well, cool. Cool.
I didn't know that. I didn't. I thought you had to go like camp in a different grounds area, not with your airplane.
No. You park, tie down, and set up your tent.
No, really. Scholler is outside across the street.
Right.
From
it's outside
the main
of the actual
property.
EAA.
Gotcha.
Display grounds.
Gotcha.
So if you're gonna go into Camp Scholler when you get there, you're gonna find out something real quick when you start driving through there.
What's that?
Oh, it looks like we might just be able to set up right over there. And when you get over there, something's going to be on the ground. What is it, Andy?
Usually a rope.
A rope or tape.
For what?
Yep.
People have already marked that spot off.
Marked that spot.
You're allowed to do that?
Yes.
Yep.
So if you see that, don't put your stuff there.
No, that causes bad feelings.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oshkosh is very communal, you know, and there's a lot of good, you know, it's good camaraderie between aviators. So, yeah, if you see something like that, leave it alone and find something else.
Got to do something else then.
Yes.
Yep.
That kind of stinks that, you know, you can do that. Like, how early are they allowed to set up camp and stuff like that? I mean, what if someone comes up a week in advance and puts stakes down?
Go ahead.
Really?
I believe some people do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sucks. Because you can never guarantee yourself a good spot. You got to be like, well, I got to go up a month in advance then and put some stakes down.
Yeah, you got to get there. You got
to
get.
We should call Chris Henry. He's up there right now and get him to camp up our spot.
Right.
Yes. Well, and then, okay, so that's Scholler, and they do have bathrooms over there and showers over there and everything. Yeah, I noticed. And then they've got they've got volleyball over there and, you know, stuff.
They got
like
volleyball?
That. Yeah, like, you and I will
like
definitely.
Top Gun.
Yeah, you have to take a shower before you play volleyball.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
What do I have to take a shower?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No. What?
Top Gun style.
Huh? I don't understand.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, back to the
camping. Anyway, back to the camping.
We camp.
Okay.
We're probably going to cruise through there.
Where?
Scholler. We'll walk through there.
Well, yeah. If you want to go over to the EAA. Barn there where all the parts are that they sell.
No, we're going to walk through Scholler and look for people to interview.
I really want to go to the
ladies.
I really want to go to the seaplane base.
We will go there.
You
then.
Can go to the seaplane
I
base.
I want to see some stuff flying on floats.
Yeah,
we will have
cool.
some fun.
Yep. Well, you go over there, you ride a bus over.
We're talking.
Or we can drive over, one of the two.
You can drive over?
Yeah,
I thought
you can
drive.
No, you can drive right over to it.
It's a farther away. It's
oh,
the
it's
airport.
Like way out.
Yeah.
You jump in the car and go.
Okay.
I mean, since this is your first Oshkosh, there's a lot of things you ought to do. You ought to go see the seaplane base.
I do.
You ought to go over to the EAA Museum. And see the EAA Museum and Pioneer Airfield.
Okay.
Don't forget the Warbird side of the Aviation Museum.
Right. Well, our good friend. Huh? Now, see, here's the thing. Tuesday.
Okay.
Our good friend, Judy Birchler.
Judy.
Who runs Ladies Love Tail Draggers.
Yep.
She is featuring in a talk at the EAA Museum about our very own Sophie Lucas.
Nice.
Yeah, she's doing a presentation on Sophie and how Sophie has
this is news.
This is brand new. How did this come about?
Tuesday.
Did you just get this news?
No, I've known about this for about a week.
Oh,
wait, I just haven't seen you.
So wait, you've known about Sophie going to Oshkosh, but
no. Sophie was not going to Oshkosh because of her situation.
I understand,
but now they are. Okay. And so now that it makes it even better because Sophie will
be there.
That's kind of cool.
We got the presentation.
We got two friends going to be there. We got Sophie going to be doing presented, and then we got Herb. Herb Stackley, doing his little thing. So that's going to be kind of cool.
I mean, Herb will be doing something Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday there at Oshkosh.
And when's he heading up?
Sunday.
Okay, he's going Sunday.
He's flying into Appleton on Sunday. The Texas Legends Museum will go pick him up at Appleton, take him to the hotel and stuff, get him to Oshkosh.
So wait, Herb's got a hotel?
Oh, yeah, he's got an air-conditioned hotel.
Why the hell are we camping?
Yeah.
And we're not going to go bother.
We'll crash Herb's party.
But I think nine of us staying in Herb's room is probably not good.
Who said nine? We're just three chaperones.
Well, but Jolly said we could hook up with
Chris Henry. Yeah.
You know, if he's got a room.
If he's got that Max Platts guy with him, I ain't no way.
Max, yeah, we got to talk to him.
Piper Cub fan, yellow coat.
Yes. Anyway.
That guy doesn't even send little quotations to our show.
We're going to go to break.
All right.
Because we've had an exciting intro.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get into the meat, if you will. Rich, take us out.
See you guys in a minute. Less than a week to go.
They're not rocket scientists. Nope. They're Hartman and Hill. This is Warbird Radio.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals. DEALS. Warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia. Just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps. And we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hello. I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hilton. We're back with the Hartman Hill Show. We got, of course, Andy in the mailroom. Andy, say hi.
Hi.
And we got Rich here. He's here. Andy, Rich, Andy, somebody say hi.
Good afternoon.
All right. What we got next here on the agenda? We're going to kind of kick
back
going
to Oshkosh.
We're going to do Oshkosh.
We're going to take the big show.
He did it. He did. He's getting excited.
He is. He just did do that.
He's getting excited.
He's acting like he didn't do it.
It's kind of like we just cut to something.
I was so up in that. Yeah.
We're going to talk about Oshkosh.
All right. So we've talked about camp a little bit.
Don't camp interrupt.
Do that.
We're doing tips. God.
fucking thing we're saying.
This is not a segue.
I know, you didn't seg it in.
Yeah. So, folks, we've already talked about books, how we're getting to Oshkosh.
Yes.
And a little bit about
Oshkosh things to see.
Just a little bit of it.
Yes.
So now we should probably go into Oshkosh survival.
Survival tips.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Andy, now you may proceed.
Now you could say something.
Go ahead.
Pick a topic.
Pick a topic. Just not the last one.
Just not the last. Okay. All right. Well, we've talked about camping. We'll talk about parking. Okay? You can obviously park in Camp Shoulder. You can park in any of the EAA parking lots. But you're going to have a heck of a walk or a bus ride to get to the show itself. We park in one of the private parking
lots. Don't tell people where we park!
Okay.
We park in camp. That's what we do, folks.
We do.
Are you, where are you going to park there, Rich?
Next to the airplane.
Next to the plane. Yep. Wherever they'll have me.
All right. I guess that'll work then.
Yeah, so anyway.
You drive up, you park, you get your gear, you haul it to the campsite, you set up your camp.
You set up the camp.
All right.
Yep.
Can you keep your vehicle where you camp?
No, you cannot.
Okay. No.
Not if it's on the grounds.
Not on the grounds.
Not on the grounds. But can you camp off grounds?
Yes.
In camp
next to your van.
Yep.
Yeah.
So wait, we're camping in Camp Shoulder.
No.
No.
We're not camping.
We're camping on the grounds.
On the grounds.
On the grounds. Gotcha.
Yes.
In the antique classics. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry.
You were just
that.
A spoiler alert.
We're going to have like 18,000 people coming to camp out.
We're famous.
With Hartman and Hilt.
We're famous. We're going to have a campsite. People are going to know where we're at. And guess what? Next year?
Yeah.
No site.
No site.
No site.
No site.
Huh.
And who's going to be the blame for that, Andy?
Yeah. Mentioned it on the raid, didn't you?
Yeah.
Over the radio mentioning where we're camping.
Anyway.
Food.
Food.
At Oshkosh.
Should you bring like lots of beer?
Well, it depends if you're a beer drinker.
I don't think I'm going to bring any beer. I think beer is probably a bad choice, especially if it's going to get hot and everything.
Yeah.
That would probably be a bad thing to have a hangover and have to walk around.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not allowed to have bicycles, you said, right?
Right.
So, that's going to be pretty tough.
All right.
No beer.
Wow, this is going to be good.
Huh.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
What, me having no alcohol?
Oh, you there's parties there, man. It's going to be
good. Oh, wait, they actually have parties?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You bring your beer and I'll drink it. I'm down with that then.
They've got plenty of food stands there.
Okay.
And the food stands are spread out in a good manner, kind of in the midsection. Down on the South 40, you're not going to see any. Up around the North 40, you're not going to have much. But
right.
Starting from about Warbird back, Rich, what do you say? There's food in there and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And then at Airshow Center,
okay,
then there's a huge amount of different food vendors.
Oh, anything you want.
Yeah. Well, for example, you're flying in, Rich. What are you going to do for food?
Well, I'll pack everything fits in the cub, but that's not going to be my plan. So it'll be, many a brat and lunch and many an egg for breakfast and whatever I can beg and party up with at night.
So they actually do. They do actually.
Hey, I like the way he talks. He's good. He's good.
He's like a barnstormer.
He is. I mean, he's like a barnstorming guy.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to eat eggs in the morning. What? Eggs?
No, you just mentioned barnstorming.
Yeah.
And there is something going on this week. But I'll wait till we finish Oshkosh.
I know what's going on this week.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I know. So, breakfast, they serve breakfast, they serve lunch, and they serve dinner.
Yes.
So you don't have to really worry about bringing food if you're flying in. It's just bring money for the food. I bet it's probably expensive.
Mid-priced.
I mean, I would guess, when you get lunches, you buy them in like a basket. So you'll get like a sandwich and fries and a drink. Or whatever.
Oh,
and they're about like $8.
So they do a box lunch
kind of
thing.
Yeah, kind of a box lunch thing for a lot of those if you want to do it that way.
So say, for example, my first time ever going, I'm flying in, I didn't bring any food. I'm going to camp there. I'm going to be there for 5 days. What do you think the average expense for food is?
$6,000.
Yeah,
$6,000?
$6,000. Rich, is that a pretty good assessment?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at say you got 50 grand in your plane and you only go to Oshkosh once a year, I think that's about 6,000 bucks for food.
Right. Holy crap.
It's reasonable.
It works.
How many people am I feeding?
You.
Yeah. I don't need to eat that much.
Well, and it'll be like you're on a diet, too, because you won't be eating that much for that 6,000.
Yeah, because for like...
What?
For price-wise, yeah.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you've been
But you said that the box lunch is like $8.
Yeah, but you've been to LeBear's, right?
Yeah, well, they shut down because of that $6,000.
Well, remember the portion size?
They were small. It was like a chicken wing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you're telling me I spent $8, I get like one fry, and like one of them little mini burgers.
Exactly.
And a little cup of water.
A little slider.
For $8.
Yeah, about a shot of water.
So
yeah.
I need about 10 of those to satisfy my hunger.
Yeah. Exactly. So Mike usually eats two lunches at a time.
I do. I found some Philly cheesesteaks that'll make your tongue beat your brains out there.
Really?
Oh, Lordy.
Woo! That and the ice cream.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, about the ice cream.
Ice cream up there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like,
folks, if you're not looking through your phone now, you would not know this, but Mike was just doing a 12-inch ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is good stuff.
On a hot day, to stop and get an ice cream?
Do they have funnel cakes?
This isn't a circus, for God's sake.
This isn't the county fair, you poop face.
Okay, you said big show. Woo!
I'm thinking
funnel cakes.
I think they do have funnel cakes there.
I don't know.
I think one of the places does have them.
What's the stuff that you guys ate so much of last year? Braunschweiger?
That was just
pate.
Yeah. Now that would be like a lunch thing, because what we normally do is that we'll go to the store and get lunch meats and things like that for during the day, so you can come back to camp and grab something.
Yes. But, and that's a good thing he does bring up, you can bring your cooler and you can throw food in it. You don't have to buy food, Patrick. Like we were saying, you know, you're going to throw a cooler in there, so you'll be able to put enough food in there for a week if you want. You just got to keep it cold.
I've assessed myself 3 coolers.
Oh. This guy's traveling with 3 coolers.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing we're taking a van.
You guys said, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 5 days, 3 coolers. I'm pretty good.
All right.
Well, he's probably only going to spend maybe like $4,000 for food then.
That's true. That's true.
Why am I spending $4,000 in food?
You know what else you need a lot of?
When you're out on the road there in Oshkosh and you're 8,000 feet from your campsite.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to belly up.
That's how they do it, don't they?
You need agua. Yeah. And water is important, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you
stay
hydrated.
Huge amounts of water.
If you got a Camelback, bring it.
I always walk around with a water bottle in my pocket, my short pocket.
It looks really stupid.
And then, but you can, they have water things set up in all the different
areas.
Oh,
really? So you can
actually
fill them up. Oh, well,
yeah.
I'll just bring the Camel Pack then. Hike it up.
Yep. So,
that's a good idea. Camelback's a good idea.
I can bring my canteen rig you gave me. That military thing, the harness, the canteens on it. I'll walk around with that.
We'll talk about that on a later show.
Yeah.
That'll be our reenacting show.
I'm
going to go in and charge.
Yeah. I do not sound like that, Michael.
No, but I do when I'm reenacting.
Really?
No,
that's
I haven't reenacted.
Funny.
Charge the mountain.
But so, yeah, water is a big one. If you got a Camelback, bring it. If you got bottles of water, Rich, anything we're missing here?
Nope.
No.
Sunscreen, bug protection.
What's this? What is this thing you have down here? Shovels?
No,
what
shoes.
What do you need shovels for?
Those aren't shoes.
That's
those
shovels.
Aren't something else.
That's shovels.
I can't read my own writing. Showers!
Oh. Wait, you said we didn't shower there.
Yeah, we shower
there. We shower. Yeah.
I'm going to marinate in my own stink.
Not staying in the same tent.
Not staying with
There's
us.
There's no marinating.
Uh-uh. Give me like, smell it.
And stinky shoes go on the outside.
And
so
luckily,
wear socks.
Luckily,
I wear socks.
There are showers.
I always wear socks.
I'm telling everybody.
I don't have stinky feet.
I'm not telling
there
you.
There are two sets of... Pay attention now. There's
what?
Two sets of showers in
two
the antique...
Two sets of showers.
In the antique area. And then there's another set of showers south of the antique area, in the classic area. And, yeah, I mean, it's you just, you know, you get up and you go take a shower. Or a lot of people shower at night. You know, before they go to bed.
I'm used to a garden hose. Do they have that out there?
If you
well,
want
it's
it,
better
yeah.
than that, see? So this will be like...
So you're telling me
it's going to
be like living at the, you know,
you
the,
go
the
into
plaza.
The trailer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they got a bench.
Okay.
And across from the bench is the shower stalls.
Okay.
So you go to the bench, you off with the clothes, into the shower stall, take the shower. It's not continuously running. Most of the time it's cold, which is good.
I'm used to that.
And then, yeah.
It depends on what time you go. Whether
yeah.
it's colder.
I usually get there about 7:30 a.m., but you guys will probably be there at like 5.
I'll be there at 4.
Yeah, probably.
I want hot water. I haven't had a hot water shower in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Which means you'll be sleeping by around 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
I'll probably take a shower at night and in the morning.
Two of them.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, if you think about it, at night, you know, before you go to bed, be nice, cool, you're clean.
Yes.
Wake up in the morning, wakes your ass up, and you're ready to rock.
Yes. But the important thing is, have a plan.
Take a shower.
Yep. Know what you're going to pack. And as Rich said, yeah, definitely bug spray.
So that's why you bought new shoes, so you could break them in before you went.
Yep, exactly.
Probably not a good place to break in new shoes would be Oshkosh.
No, you don't want to break in your shoes there.
You will walk more at Oshkosh than you've probably walked in the last 6 months.
Year.
I seriously doubt that.
I haven't walked that
in my profession, I do a lot of walking.
Yeah, but...
Hitchhiking is not a profession.
Yeah.
Well, you know. No one ever wants to pick up the fat guy. Yeah. You know? Hey! Oh, no, okay, fine, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Well, sucks. It's like, oh, I need to walk. Thanks. Appreciate that. Jackass.
Man.
Yeah, they're real friendly around here. It's Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. We don't pick up the larger ones.
We make them walk.
No, they don't pick anybody up.
No, they actually don't. I don't pick up anybody.
You definitely want to wear shoes that you can walk in for a long distance.
I don't have any of those yet.
You know, whether it's hiking boots or tennis shoes, you know, or whatever.
Get some tonight?
Yeah, we can get some tonight.
All right, we'll go shopping tonight.
Yeah, we're going shopping.
We're going shopping.
Oshkosh shopping.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go Oshkosh shopping. I'm going to get myself my mattress. I'm going to get myself my shoes. I'm going to get myself something else. I don't know what the hell else I'm going to get. So
something else. I'm gonna get myself something else. I don't know what the hell is gonna be.
All right, well, let's talk about what's gonna happen at Oshkosh here.
Well, how about we do that when we get back from break?
Okay. Let's go to break. Who wants to take us to break?
All right, let's go.
I guess we're going to break. All right, folks, we'll be right back after a few messages from our sponsors.
Rich, take us to break.
I just did.
Oh. Well,
yeah
Rich.
We'll be back. Thanks, folks.
Jeez.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals, DEALS, warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia, just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. WarbirdRadio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code WARBIRD, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in WARBIRD and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radial engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
If you're dumb enough to listen, they're dumb enough to keep talking. This is Hartman and Hilt.
Hello, hello, hello! I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
Really? Did you need... Okay, I'm Patrick Starfish Hilt, and that was very, very long.
That was crazy.
You don't do those anymore.
I did that one. I'm excited. It's Oshkosh really? Time.
I know it's Oshkosh time.
Introduce.
Okay, Andy in the mail room. Andy, say hello.
Hello.
We got Rich. Rich, say hello.
Hello again, folks.
Alrighty, so we've got our next segment, our next topic.
Oh, real quick.
What?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
you just
Andy,
did.
He said he had to say something.
Yeah, Andy did have to say something.
This week. This week, this Tuesday, Hagerstown, Indiana, is the big Barnstormers tour. We'll be in Hagerstown at Hagerstown Airport, and it's the Model T Club of America will be there, and then quite a few airplanes, and this is all people that participated in the movie Barnstorming plus a bunch of other airplanes. They normally get about 50 or 60 antique airplanes that show up for this. And they do a flying demonstration and such. So that is Tuesday in Hagerstown, Indiana.
The participants of the movie Barnstorming.
Right.
Imagine that's if your name's in the credits.
Right.
So you won't be there then?
No, I'm not going to be there. I wear around a shirt, unknown Barnstormer.
You don't even wear a shirt.
Well, not most of the time.
Okay, Oshkosh.
Listen to Andy. He's all uncomfortable today.
No, he's very... Well, you put your hand on his knee and he freaked out.
Oh.
Anyway.
He didn't freak out that time.
He was
kind of like, hello.
He was like, hi, how you doing?
So, okay, what are... My first time, I'm going to let you guys kind of go over this. What are some of the things I'm going to see?
Rich!
Well, you won't see my C-17 this year, unfortunately.
That stinks.
Well, maybe next year.
So the Air Force is not bringing out the C-17.
You brought it up last year, didn't you?
Just for a day. This year was going to be all week long.
Oh, really? It was supposed to be all week?
Maybe next year.
Oh. We hope to see you, and we know that one day we will get you guys back.
But I did hear, let me ask you this.
Never.
I did read this week.
You just interrupted Mike.
No, they've decided to let the Thunderbirds fly? Is that true?
Correct. So the sequestration impacts of DOD are being lessened. Along with a bunch of the fighters that have not been flying, they're going to start flying the Thunderbirds. They're already certed. They just need to spin back up. So maybe they hit the circuit later this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Are the Blue Angels going to start flying
No,
as
the
well?
Navy's even tighter on money. They couldn't justify it yet.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
That's cool. Thunderbirds are coming back.
That's good. That's good. And hopefully we get the C-17s back in the air. And, Rich, thank you for what you do.
My pleasure.
All right. So what are we going to see there besides you?
Yeah. I mean, why do we have to drive 8 hours?
I know. We're here.
We're here.
We get rich, you know.
This must be Oshkosh, then.
We've got...
you guys are very, very mean to Rich. Rich is
we're
the
not.
Person.
I'm saying...
He's going to be at Oshkosh, and we're going to see him there. So you guys just... Stop cutting him down.
I hope we hang with Rich,
yeah.
Actually.
You know, I don't like your
attitude. I was just saying, we're happy because we've got Rich here. We've got our own Rich.
Oh, so I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we're complimenting here.
To bring it back, things we're going to see. Saturday, I'm going to try and get in before the mass arrivals of all the airplanes.
Now,
it's more
mass,
fun to watch.
What do you mean mass arrivals?
Well, all the Bonanzas come in together, and they'll land as quick staggered with as few other types in their way as they can. And,
So that's okay. So you're saying like last year they had the Cubs,
right?
They all come in at one big swarm.
Yep.
But when do like say you come in
beforehand so I can watch all those landings?
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch.
It's kind of fun to watch them all come in one time.
Yep.
That'd be kind of neat.
Three at a time on the runway.
Really, three at a time?
Yep.
Oh wow, that's gotta be some activity. That's us on Saturday.
Yep. So that's all Saturday and watching everybody get set up in their spots and then. Sunday, it looks like the first big thing to go see is a salute to the Apollo program, so hopefully some good astronaut stories and funny remembrances there.
That says Pit Karen.
That says Pit Karen? Legacy of Wings?
See, I forget that we're all going to be reading this when I'm writing
Not
it
many
up.
People can read Pit
Karen. Pit Karen.
Pit Karen.
Pit Karens. That's the
What's
driver,
going on with
it?
The Pit Karen?
That's the
Legacy of Wings, Pit Karens. So I don't know if the autogyro will be there or some of the old biplanes. The fleet of airplane he owned and restored over the years, but should be something to see.
Oh. Is that the movie they're playing?
Yes.
In Building 5?
Yes. No, not Building 5.
That's BD-5, so everyone else can guess which Bond movie they're playing.
It's an airplane.
Yeah.
Oh!
It was featured in a movie.
It was designed by Jim Beatty.
Oh, well, Andy, what's the movie they're going to be playing Sunday night?
The featured
Beatty. What's the featured movie?
James Bond featuring his BD-5.
What's the movie, Andy?
Oh, Octopussy.
Yeah!
Hello, Porsche.
that's a good one.
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond. Hello, Porsche.
Anyway.
So he flew the BD-5, not Building 5.
He flies it through Building 5, I think.
Oh,
really?
Oh, wow.
Doesn't he? There's a scene in there, I think, somewhere.
Is
then
that an aquatic?
Monday morning, you know...
The show starts officially.
Whoa, a minute.
No, we need to wake
Andy,
up, and
Andy,
we need to be fresh in the morning.
Andy, we're going to actually try to get you out there and videotape this. Monday morning, there's the aerobics theater in the woods.
We're doing aerobics.
We're going to get you out there and do some jazzercise.
1, 2, 7, up. Hey!
What? What's that? I don't know. I was getting crazy.
Can you imagine seeing Andy in spandex?
Oh, man. No.
Oh, God. Yeah. Up my mouth.
So, yeah, aerobics and then all the vintage clubs are going on.
Like, what's vintage clubs?
Waco.
Was that like Metro Woobers?
No. It's the tight club stuff.
Oh.
Because you have the tight clubs that have a building next to the Red Bar.
Like Stinson Club. Like the Stinson
right.
Club.
Stinson Club. Funk Club. Ruin Club.
Piper Cub.
Club.
Yeah, Cub Club.
Cub Club. Club.
The Waco Club.
The Club Club.
Yeah.
The clubs. Club Soda.
The all kinds of. The Waco Club. I mean, a whole bunch of them out there.
You just said Waco
so,
Club twice.
And then Radial Engine Roundup.
Right. The Radial Engine Roundup. And those will all be parked in Vintage.
Okay.
Except for the 70,000 T6s, baby.
Now, what's this, Rich?
Yeah,
Sandbar Mitchell. What the hell's that?
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that? Do you know
it's
about
it? It's like a B-25 out in Alaska that put itself down in a sandbar, and they're in the process of getting out to it and either, I believe, mostly parting it out and then taking it to a restoration. So kind of like Glacier Gal, just a B-25 instead of P-38.
Right, and they have recovered it.
They have?
They have recovered it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Would it have stits on it?
I don't, back to Oshkosh.
I don't get that joke.
It recovered it.
It recovered it. Stits.
Right. But I thought it was a metal airplane.
Yeah.
That was part of the
joke.
So then
they're going to have Warbirds in Review.
That was a stupid joke then, don't you agree?
Warbirds in Review.
Warbird in Review. What's Warbirds in Review?
Oh, well, what were we doing on Warbirds in Review?
I don't know. You didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down.
I think Stearman's. I believe it was Stearman's.
Stearman's.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you think it was Stearman's?
Okay. I think it was Stearman's.
Stearman's.
Because the next day is P-51s on
Wednesday.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, no, so, Tuesday is Corsair
TBM, yeah, L5. TBM L5.
Yeah, and the Jetman.
The Jetman will be there Tuesday, right?
He'll be there Tuesday, and then he flies again
Wednesday
and then Friday. So 3 days. That's going to be interesting to see.
Yep.
I'm kind of excited for Monday night because I've never seen this band, and my mom loves this group, Chicago.
Oh,
she
yeah.
loves Chicago, and I've never seen them. I don't even know a song they...
I am a man who will fight for your honor.
Oh, that's
them? Gentlemen.
Yeah, that was
Peter Cetera.
Peter Cetera. Oh, Peter Cetera, I know that is.
Was that a good impersonation?
Good enough for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Good enough for the Hartman
and
Hill
Show.
I'm
going to say that didn't work.
They're canceling us after this show.
Yeah, I'm good.
And the movie, Patrick? Is...
Iron Man 2. I'm not quite sure why that would be. The suit flies, but it's not really a plane.
Yeah, but you got to, I don't know.
Iron Man, you know, it's Iron Man 2. That's the one with...
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That guy's in it.
Yeah, he's in it too.
Downey Jr.
Yeah.
That's not who I was talking about.
Oh.
The bad guy in it.
I don't know.
You know who the bad guy was. He was like,
so Tuesday at Oshkosh.
Okay, so Tuesday at Oshkosh.
Tuesday.
Mickey Rourke.
He was the bad guy. He played.
Warbirds we're looking at.
I just got.
Corsair.
Talked over me.
TBM. What?
I was talking about Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
We're back to Oshkosh, though.
Cut me off. Mickey Rourke's in it.
Oh, would you like Mickey Rourke?
No, it's okay now. It's all right.
Do you like Mickey Rourke?
He's a good actor.
Okay.
He was good in that movie.
That's good.
A little bird.
Okay, Wednesday at Oshkosh.
No, Tuesday. What are you quit pushing?
Tuesday.
We only got that many.
What are you trying to push on us
here? Speed up
here.
What are you doing?
You got somewhere to be? Jeez.
We got Corsairs flying around. We got TBMs flying around. We got the L5, which is what, Andy?
Stinson.
Okay.
So wait, these planes are actually going to be flying around.
Right.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, and this is not necessarily part of the air show. There's an air show Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday, every night.
Well,
2 o'clock.
No, that's during the day, not night.
Right.
Night's 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah, night air show.
Night's 8 o'clock because Yunkin flies on Tuesday night. I think.
Says the newbie to Oshkosh.
Says
the... I looked on the thing. It was on the thing. You showed me that.
That was good.
Why does everybody talk about the newbie? I'm not a newbie. It's just an air show. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just a
uh-huh.
big show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll see how he feels about Tuesday or
when
so.
When we start doing the
out.
Show there, when we start doing the show at Oshkosh,
Patrick, you want to go with us this morning? No, my feet hurt. I'm just going to
lay
there in
today.
The tent.
Leave me alone.
So, Wednesday, we got P-51 flying, I guess.
Bud Anderson.
He's Bud Anderson.
Jack Roush.
He's Jack Roush.
Who is Bud Anderson?
What? I'm the newbie, remember? I don't know these things.
Holy crap. He was a World War II ace.
Okay.
Flying P-51s.
Okay. Yeah.
He was involved with Chuck Yeager, with the whole breaking the speed of sound. I mean, the man has done all kinds of things.
I apologize, I don't know who he is.
Old Crow, right?
Yeah, and you don't know who Jack Roush is?
Yeah, he's the race car driving guy.
Exactly. And he owns the P-51s that Bud Anderson, they're actually modeled after Bud's airplane.
So when did Roush get into airplanes?
Old Crow and...
Years and years and years ago.
Oh, really? I just thought he was in the NASCAR stuff.
Yeah, he builds the engine parts now.
Oh, really?
Keeps the Merlins going.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just, you know...
That was good.
So, Thursday, we got Bob Hoover flying the F-86.
No. He's not going to be flying the F-86.
Okay, we got Bob Hoover talking about the F-86. Jetman, Thursday.
Jetman again.
Did you not bow your head when you read that? Bob Hoover talking about the F-86. Head bow.
Yes.
Why head bow? Why do you head bow?
You gotta pay homage.
Why?
Because it's Bob Hoover talking about the F-86.
Okay. Bob Hoover, head nod.
There you go.
F-86. The movie for Thursday night, The Avengers. I will have to say I really did enjoy that movie. Not for the acting, but for the girl that's in it. Scarlett Johansson. I am a fan. Moving on. I just want to just tell you guys, Scarlett Johansson.
Well, that'll cover Michael's Thursday night.
Friday is the 75th anniversary of the T-6s. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're leaving on Thursday. The Lieutenant Dan Band plays on Friday.
We'll get Patrick a bus ticket home.
But I got to go to work.
Hey. Well, yeah. Well, I already said, you guys do what you need to do. I'll stay.
Life's all about choices.
Yeah. I'll hop a ride home.
Bye. And Friday, we're going to miss the Disney movie Planes. They're doing a sneak peek of the movie Planes on... This sucks.
I tell you, I think Patrick's upset here.
This is stupid. I'm going to miss this stuff.
Well, but think about how much stuff you will get to see.
Right.
Disney Planes, Gary Sinise... He's like one of the hugest connections to Seven Degrees of Seven of Kevin Bacon.
And that Saturday, we're going to miss the Caribou, which is actually a really cool demonstration.
What's a Caribou?
It's a twin engine, kind of a high mid,
Caribou.
Yeah, it's got radials
on it.
It's
like a Dornier?
No, it's like a de Havilland.
Yeah, it's just like a de Havilland.
Short field takeoff and landing capabilities. Saw them in the Nam, saw them in Alaska, saw them in... Rich, what do you think about Caribous?
It's neat. It's like a little C-17.
Right, exactly. A radial engine C-17.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Well, of course, you have radial engines, kind of.
I'm missing planes. I'm going to miss Disney's planes.
You're going to miss Tora, 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 too.
Oh, you see Tora, Tora, Tora at the air shows.
And our fireworks are on Saturday.
What?
Yeah.
There's only one day of fireworks?
No.
I think it's two nights.
There's
Friday
a couple
and Saturday.
Nights.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Rich. Yeah. Friday also. I won't be there for that either.
What?
You can see Disney planes and fireworks, but you're going home.
You know, Dusty's going to be there, though. I'm not
saw
sure
him already. What. Remember, we saw him at the Dayton show.
But he's a Disney plane.
Boo.
You didn't like
I want to see the movie, man. Dusty flying doesn't talk, does he? No.
He's the real airplane. You get to go see it.
I already saw it.
Well, no, you can go see it up close.
And with your press pass,
yeah,
you might get to sit in it.
Yeah.
You really think I get to sit in that?
Maybe.
Can you imagine sitting in Dusty? Oh, hey, there's that smile.
There we go.
There's
our little tiger.
And this is how Patrick became the Warbird Gypsy.
Oh!
Warbird Gypsies.
What's a Warbird Gypsy?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
What's a Warbird Gypsy?
There's nothing wrong with Warbird Gypsies.
Okay.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
We're not making fun of anybody. But it's interesting, the Warbird community.
Okay.
When you have an airplane.
Yeah.
And it's, you know...
Attracts people.
Yes. And let's say its name is The Big Nasty.
Okay.
And it is somebody named World War II Warbird. Go.
B-25.
Let's go with something like a B-25 because it's got more gypsies.
Okay, so we've got our B-25 and it's called the Big Nasty. All right. Okay. Now, Rich is going to be our pilot.
You're the pilot?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, reach the pilot.
I've got my combat crew of 5 and my warbird gypsy crew of 400.
What? Are you serious?
See, yes. Here, I'll be co-pilot. Okay. And Andy could be top turret.
Top turret.
Okay, navigator. Bombardier.
Huh. What am I?
I want to fly with Rich,
so
man.
So wait, what am I?
We'll swap back.
And what
swap
am back. I? Okay, we'll what swap. Am I supposed to be? The gypsy?
No.
Crew chief.
No, he needs to be, yeah. I'm but I want him, you want him on the airplane.
Because he's a good mechanic guy. Patrick knows mechanics, so he'd make a good crew chief.
Radio operator.
Yeah.
Radio operator.
I could fix a radio pretty quick.
Yeah. Gunner. Ah! Anyway. Yeah. So we've got us. Flash we're backs. On the, and we'll pick up a few more crew.
Okay.
Okay, for us.
Okay.
And then, as Rich said, we're going to have our 400 people.
Are you serious? Like 400 people?
Yeah.
Really? Do you see C-17 guys get gypsies?
No, they have the United States military.
That's right. That's right. You can't get close. You'll be shot.
They have specific people who do a specific job. But warbird gypsies, what do they do?
What do they do?
Any task you ask them, I'm sure they're happy to do. Twice.
Okay. Really? So, twice?
So we land Big Nasty.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, that was a long flight.
That was a long flight. We're hot.
I'm tired.
I need some water.
We've got people that follow us.
What?
And wear a t-shirt that says Big Nasty.
Yep.
And they got stuff with them. Like cleaning stuff.
So wait, you're telling me...
Well, we open the bomb bay and we drop the cleaning stuff out.
Yes.
These people just show up to do it?
Well, they help us out. We give them rides every once in a while. They
t-shirts.
Hang out at the airport, t-shirts with us. They're part of the group.
So how do you start? Like, say I got a friend of mine who wants to be a gypsy. Where do they start?
Left wingtip, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Wingtip man is... Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Well, are you talking about cleaning?
Belly guy.
Yeah. He's so under the motor
belly guy?
Cleaning oil.
Yeah.
So okay, so
let's look at Andy's walk.
Look at Andy's walk over here. So if say I'm Gypsy One, I'm new guy. Hey guys, I really want to
belly.
I really
belly.
So
here's a ride. Okay. Here's some gas. Okay. Climb under the airplane and clean her.
So
off.
I have to clean the belly. Yeah. All right. So I've done that for how long now?
A year.
I have to do
a
it for
year.
A year.
Yeah.
Okay. Then where do I go next after I've been with you guys for a year?
You'll be like on wings.
What do you mean wings?
You'll be like a washer. You'll
I
be
wash
washing.
The wings and the leading edges and stuff.
Yeah.
Underneath the wings, generally starting.
Generally starting the bottom side.
Oh, shit.
Because you've got the other guy who's doing wings.
So I'm basically recovering his. I'm under him.
Yeah.
Okay. So after that, how long am I on that?
A year.
About a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've moved from belly. Underwing.
Yeah.
Right.
Where am I next?
Fuselage.
But what about the guy that's on the wings already?
Whoa. Not. Yeah. Let's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay.
You're stepping ahead of yourself.
Okay, so I'm on fuselage now. I did that for how long?
About a year.
About a year?
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah.
So I got 3 years in this. Have I gotten a ride yet?
Well, yeah, you've gotten a ride.
Okay,
yeah.
I've gotten a ride.
You've gotten a ride.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where am I at? I got fuselage. Okay, I've got belly, underwing, fuselage.
But now you can yell down to the people doing the belly. Hey, can you guys speed that up a little bit?
Yeah, move out of the way.
Look
out. I don't want to step on you.
I don't want to step on you because I'm doing the fuselage.
Because I'm a higher up guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do I get any like stickers or bars on my
You have a t-shirt
shirts?
With the Waco on.
You'll be wearing your
but
flight
how
suit.
But how would the belly...
yeah,
how would
be wearing flight your flight suit.
How do the belly guys know that I'm above them?
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they know.
They know. Yeah, they respect
not to mess
authority.
With me.
Right,
tight-knit
exactly.
group of people.
Really, so they know. Okay, so
they know
I'm on,
that you're a fuselage guy.
Fuselage man, where am I next?
You're going to go up toward the motor and the prop.
So what am I doing there?
Cleaning.
So I'm cleaning the prop.
You're going to polish the prop.
I polish
and
the
that
prop.
And
a,
you will get to help turn the props through.
You turn the prop
oh,
through.
Oh, really?
Prior
so I get to start.
I think that's wingtip guy's job.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is wingtip guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm okay. Belly, underwing, fuselage, engine prop. Where am I next?
You're
well, how long on that?
Windows and cabin.
I got what, like a couple weeks on the
windows.
Engine?
Windows,
well, no,
cabin.
Yeah, you'll be inside the airplane.
You'll
be in the
weeks? Weeks on the engine?
Year.
Yeah.
A year? Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm on window, clean the window.
But you're up in it.
You're in there.
Well, you get inside.
People
get
will,
to set the seatbelts.
You know, right, and people will stand up in the bomb bay and look up in there, and you can say,
"Yep, this
hey,
is
how you
this
doing?
Is this is that that's
yeah.
this.
Oh yeah,
here's where this is. You get to give a little kind of toury tour.
Yeah.
So I'm an inside guy more or less.
Yeah. Now you're inside.
I'm inside the plane.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
How long do I got that?
Year.
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 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're inside guy wing now.
Tip.
Where?
Wingtip.
Now guy. I'm wingtip guy?
Wingtip guy is probably the most respectable warbird, gypsy, warbird follower, warbird person position other than co-pilot and pilot.
Really?
And actual crew on the aircraft.
So, I'm assuming a year at that position, right?
The next step, you're looking at, you know, actually getting some stick time if it's a two-seater. So.
Really?
If you're an idiot.
So, wait, you're telling me if I clean the belly for a year, clean the underwings for a year, the fuselage for a year, the engine for a year, the inside windows, which you guys skipped over the top of the wing stuff, obviously.
Oh, you're going to wing guy gets that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So inside for a year. And then I'm wingtip guy for a year to who knows how long you guys make.
That one, you know, is...
You got to be...
Based on your performance.
That's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
That's a lot of trust.
How many wingtip guys
do
you have?
One.
Yeah. Just one.
You don't have more than one.
So
wingtip.
six to seven years.
The pinnacle when you're a wingtip guy.
So you're saying I got 6 to 7 years on this, and where I go from there?
Well, see, wingtip guy has some very important things to do.
What's that?
Wingtip guy helps strap the pilots in if they need it. Wingtip guy turns the prop through.
Okay.
And then wingtip guy does the all-important, stands on the wingtip and gives a thumbs up while they
start the engines.
Okay. Then what?
And you
get
to stand there. You're the only person out there. You get to stand there with your airplane.
You might walk alongside.
Oh, so you're saying that I actually get to be out there show line with these guys?
You look like a badass.
Oh yeah.
While all the other little peon gypsies under
there,
they're all behind the fence going, "I'll be him one day."
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get to hold a fire bottle sometimes.
Right?
You know.
You'll have all these neat patches all over your flight suit by
then. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You will be invited.
Yeah.
To the Warbird parties.
Yeah, you'll get to go to the parties. And just think about it. You'll get to say we. You know?
We.
Yeah, we're taking the airplane to Florida this weekend.
Right there.
Yep, we're going to take it down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
One step away from being able to do the air show wave.
Right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because wingtip guys don't wave.
No.
Serious.
Serious.
Really.
Keep your hands down.
You are watching that engine. Any little spark, you've got that fireball ready. Yeah.
7 years sucks. Is there no like fast track or anything I get on?
Buy your own plane.
Yeah, depends on what you want to do. If you want to fly, just get the proper ratings.
I mean, you can jump right to the top. Buy your own B-25.
Yeah, or get the proper ratings and flight time, and get lucky enough to find someone who'll let you fly one and hop in. And
yeah.
You know,
that's
can do
all
that.
There is.
Yeah, if you just want to do the Warbird
gypsy. Yeah,
now, okay, I don't get this. You say there's 400 gypsies out there. Yeah, it sounds like you're only letting seven guys work on a plane.
Well, we were just using that for our description of it to you.
Right.
So what you're saying more or less is I own an airplane. I fly here. I got gypsy crew number one, gypsy crew number three.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
From air show to air show.
Yep. You've got your crews that help work on them.
Yep.
Pilots are
I'm on belly
jerks.
Now, but one day I'm going to be washing windshield wipers.
So they're all British?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have British gypsies.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Folks.
This show is kind of an eye-opener for gypsies.
Our next show is going to be at
the Oscars.
Big show! Woo!
And we apologize for just having kind of a couple shows of filler, but... We're excited.
I don't get it.
Our next shows are going to be exciting.
Look for the guys walking around with a Hartman and Hilt show
T-shirts.
Oh, great! You guys just gave it away. You know, Matt Jolly did not know I was getting shirts for us, and then you just go and tell him. Really?
Well, Matt Jolly.
I'm not going to get him one. That's why
we
I
don't even
to
like
know.
Matt Jolly.
No, he's a total poopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah, he's
actually
a wingtip guy.
You know, he never called me. He's a wingtip guy?
No, yeah. he's a Warbird guy now.
He's up there. He's moved up. He's
yeah.
moving
yeah. up. He's aviating.
But he doesn't call
good.
Me. You know, he doesn't text me. He doesn't call me. He doesn't do... I don't even think he really exists anymore.
I talk to him like 4 times a week.
Mike, do you talk to him a
lot? No. Every once in a while we catch up.
Why do you look like you're lying to me?
No, I don't.
You have the twitch. No.
No, I got bit on the face by a stinking
That's
mosquito.
That's a good excuse.
It's a darn good one because it's not an excuse!
I don't talk to Matt. Do I talk to you that much? Didn't think so. Knew you answered that out loud on your computer, too, by the way.
Yep. That's... Now, we could fly the UC-72 up to Oshkosh this year.
UC-72.
And we could be Warbird guys.
UC-72.
What's a UC-72?
Bobcat? What's that sitting right there?
Are you telling me you're a Waco... is what you want us to fly up in.
That is not a warbird, that one.
That's what they called all
that
the
is
Wacos
not a warbird.
That were impressed.
That
impressed.
Were impressed into the service were Waco UC-72s. Oh. And they were always cabin models used to fly around generals and whatever else between bases here in the
States.
Okay,
well, you know what? I'll make a deal with you.
We'll paint our
No. Mike.
I'm up for that.
Okay.
Olive painting it all the
grab. Colors.
I've got
and
the...
And we'll put a big name on the cowl.
Spray that puppy. Party time.
No. We'll take the cabin. You buy the gas.
Well, no, see, that's why you have to
work. Oh, look at that.
That's why we need gypsies.
That's why you need gypsies.
They help give us the stuff.
All right, folks, you got 6 days to get us about $1,000 of gas. Pick up the pace.
And you can be our warbird gypsies.
One of you will be lucky enough to go for a ride at Oshkosh. One. We'll randomly pick your name out of a hat.
Well, but we need the boogie.
We do.
We got a boogie.
Start packing.
We got to go. We need to get ready.
For the big show.
Rich, how you doing?
Just about to do the first test fit of all the gear.
Nice.
Good.
Yep.
And I would like to thank you for being on the show today. Because we enjoy having you on the show. You're good.
My pleasure.
We put you on the spot a lot, but you know, we'll work on that next time. We'll get you prepped.
Andy, thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
Insightful as usual. I'm sorry about that little dig I got on you earlier about CRG. Patrick, I love you as always. And then now you can do whatever you want to say.
Next week, Friday, we'll be at the big show.
Woo! That one was all him. See, he's getting there.
Yeah, I don't think we're going. We'll be there Saturday.
We'll be there Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. So, folks,
come see us.
Saturday morning.
Yes.
Big show.
If any of you want to see us, come to the antique section at some point in time, and we'll be bopping around wearing t-shirts.
Yeah, just look for the three...
Amigos.
What do they call us? What do you call us? Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah.
Dave. So, folks, from here at the Hartman and Hill Show, we'll see you at Oshkosh.
Hello, does that make you feel like a big boy? Do you feel like a big boy?
Actually, that sounds kind of delicious right now.
They a big boy?
Yeah, they got tartar sauce on.
We're going hide rolling tonight.
Oh, really? You're going big dollars?
No, we're going big time.
Where?
I don't know yet. Warbird Gypsy.
This is Warbird Radio.
I've always wanted to have a huge package.